calling XPO. My name is Drew. How can I help you today?
Yes, this is Sheila Alone. I'm calling back. There was a message left on my answering machine that I couldn't make out.
All right, give me just a second.
Mm-hmm. Gary, turn that off so I can hear.
Give me just a second.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so it looks like the next available date that we had available was going to be for April the 11th, because that's when our service provider is going to be able to be in that area. Not April 11th, May 11th.
Service provider for what? I didn't get any of the message. What's happening here?
So you had a order for an installation of a freestanding for an ice maker. Is that correct? From Home Depot?
Mm-hmm.
So, yesterday I received a call from Home Depot representative, Jeremy.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that your product wasn't going to be available until at least the 8th, if not later. So when we rescheduled your installation, the earliest date we had available per our service provider was going to be May the 11th.
May the 8th. Okay, I didn't even receive the ice maker yet, so.
Yes, ma'am.
Now we're going over. What's this?
What? I said, yes, ma'am. What Jeremy told me last night when I was working on your order to begin with. And then mm-hmm. we received word that our service provider wouldn't be available in the area until May 11th.
Service provider for what? Delivering the ice maker?
No, ma'am. To install the ice maker.
Okay. All right. Well, are you going to be around Wednesday in May?
Yeah, I'm
going to
be here.
Okay. It's a little bit confusing because this has been an ongoing thing here, and I couldn't understand the recording at all. So, okay.
All right. So is there anything else I can help you with today, Ms. Alone?
So they're going to do the installing on the 11th of May?
Yes, ma'am.
What time?
We don't have a time frame yet. You'll receive a call on May 10th with a 2 to 4 hour time frame.
On May 10th?
Yes.
Okay. I got it. All right. Thank you.
Not a problem. Thank you, and thank you for calling XPL.
Bye.